last week in Asurim. And if everybody else, it's also like to do this week and make this design in Yamatza. Means to say here also everybody else is not allowed to wash their clothing. Or Sriki Baisis Mutarim, and there's one Mishpach of Sriki, they're allowed to. Rashi says, Linyan Matzah is the Pesach Tanya. And there's some Sriki, and I'm a Tsuyor and a Pesach to make like designs on the Matzah. The Neshisha Shayla, that the lady that's making it, has to take time out. Or Mechat Motzim, or further become Chametz in between. And even though there was one baker, Baisim, that he knew how to do it well, still was a late plug. So who here also? How could we let this one person to wash his shirt on Chol HaMoed? It should be a low plug. Just like everybody else is Yossi, he also should be Yossi. And the Gemara says, no. Ha'ama ma ba Rav Ashi, Izura Mechich Olav. Here it's different. Izura Mechich Olav means that he's the Talmud who Kavua B'chalukai. He's always wearing like his girdle around him. His belt around him, Rashi says, Kishu Poshet Chalukai, takes off his shirt, V'lei V'shchol HaKachar, Not Leizu Mizeh, V'kavu B'zeh. He takes off the belt from one person to the other. V'zeh shein le'achar, doesn't have another belt, mechabse in izu, he washes with the belt. V'rei yikashu mechabse v'izu imoy, somebody sees him washing with the belt, yet everybody will know, shein le'chor, he has no other shirt. And that's why it's mutif him to wash his shirt, even in chol amoyd. Usually there's such a dinner below a plug, that we can't allow one person to do it, even though the time doesn't apply to him, or gzei rat to other people. Only here by washing the clothes in Chol HaMoed, here there's a special etter. Here it's okay, but all the places talk here it's also. That's the loch over here, that two people that know one another, they're not supposed to be on the same table, him milchik sim fleshiks. Unless there's some hecker in between, there has to be a different tablecloth. You have to have a hecker to make sure to not eat one from the other. So just a kitzvik aloch again about two of the doyim we had, that about that you have to use a kli. It has to be clear that cholim, you have to start out with a rias of water, and it has to be coming mikoyach gavra, it has to come from the person himself pouring the water. Now, what's going to be about? We had the shal about using a mapa, using a towel around your finger, so the mechabes says in kisim and kufsam and gimel, that in main maya mitzum in front of you, have no water to be found in front of you. Baruch yosem miyaba milin, 4 miles away, alach or mil, then yito yada b'mapa. Then you're allowed to take your hands and wrap it around with a towel. V'yoychol pasik, read bread or davish tefu b'mashka. So mashma, only in the case we don't have any water. But mokim, you have water that's nimtza, then you should not be samech on this. L'chatchilu, you should not be samech to wrap your hands around with a towel, because we're afraid maybe you come to touch the food still. Therefore, you should always wash your hands first. Then the Mechaba says that Hamachol Achim, if you feed somebody else, so the one that's feeding does not have to wash his hands. But the one that's eating, even though he's not touching the food, still he does have to wash his hands. But that's at the corner. Whenever you eat food, whenever you eat bread, you have to wash your hands first. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're up to Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph by the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mishnah says like this: Tipas cholov, of a drop of milk, shenofor ala chaticha, fell on top of a piece of meat. So it depends. Im yesh bo benoisin tam v'yoisa chaticha, if you could taste the milk in this piece of meat, meaning to say the meat is not 60 times more than the milk, then also. And then this piece of meat becomes also, it has tam of cholov inside it, so it has an ismail of a basa b'cholov. Rashi says, "Miyesh b'yoyis to b'nei sentam means b'yoyis of that piece alone." Kleimar, shein b'yoyis tachaticha levada shishim levat latipa. If this piece of meat is not 60 times the amount of the milk, so miyad naser tachaticha, right away that piece of meat becomes also. Or v'shan chaticha, as we said earlier, we're not talking about the rest of the piece of meat in the pot. That we'll talk about in the Gemara, whether this piece asks the other ones or not. That we'll see later. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be though near a kedera? You mixed up the pot. So Rashi says it means higizbo, you like stirred it up, miyad, right away. Koydim shekibla chaticha tam in atipa. Like true, the drop of milk fell in one piece, but before the taste of the milk went into the piece of meat, you stirred up the whole pot. And it got mixed up, a kitz with everything inside the pot. Rashi says, the hashtun is arvo atipa b'kulim. Now this drop of milk gets mixed up with the whole pot. Not only with the top piece of meat, but with the whole pot. So the Mishnah says, therefore, it depends. means you have to include whatever's inside the pot. If everything inside the pot is not 60 times against the milk, then the whole pot, everything inside becomes also. But if everything together is more than 60, then the amount of milk that fell in, then it'll become bottle, everything will be mutter then. Right. Now the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Abaye says like this, that tam moi v'loi ma moshe b'yalma, that is such a klal of tam kika, and just the taste of something goes in, and there's no mamoshes there, which Rashi says, Hodi yasrinim b'chol yisur mishenos nu tam beheter, afo pi shenoichu mamish kagoin, siluk yisa. Here's a case, let's say a treif piece of meat falls into a vegetable soup. So even though you take the treif piece of meat out of the soup, but since it gave off taste, so the taste is also. Rashi says, "V'yain kam ela time where there's only time, only the taste of it. It's also midiraisa." So Rashi says, "Why? The garmina we bosta becholov? Because we should learn it out from this isra bosta becholov. The yosar rachmona b'achilim no teres that he can't eat it, even though what? Even though you take the piece of meat out of the milk, and l'chura the amount of milk that went in is only a taste of milk. It's not really called bema. The milk gets dissolved. You don't see the milk anymore. So it's really only a taste of the milk that went into the meat." Yes, so the kid said, that's what Abai is saying here now again, that anytime you have just the tam, just the taste of it, that you, like Rashi says, you took out the Yisr out of here already, and it's only left just the taste of the Yisr, the Yalma, all over the Yiraisa. That's what Abai is saying, I'll bring you proof that tam kik is also in the Yiraisa. Why? Because the Yisakotai, if you can tell me a thing, the Yisakotai, the Rabbonin, it's only also in the Rabbonin. But in the Yiraisa, the Svara would be, once you take the Yisr out, since there's only taste left over, taste is bottle brave, even though you could taste it, so what? Midiraisa would be bottle. If that would be the swear that's only Yosem the Rabbanan, if so, then mi bosa b'chol of my time alogamrinan, then I'll ask you a question, like, why don't you learn it out from bosa b'chol of? Like in this Isra, bosa b'chol of, I see there's a klal of tam kika. Because in the meat, there's only a tam of the milk itself got dissolved. So, how could you tell me Tom Kik is only with the Rabbonin? Like, you have to answer, why don't you learn it out from Bosa B'cholov? So, what are you going to have to say then? You're going to have to say the Chiddushu, that Bosa B'cholov is called a tremendous Chiddush, and therefore, you don't learn out from Bosa B'cholov. So, Rashi says, like, the Chiddush is, Rashi is the Shneim min Heter, Zelavadah Zelavadah. The Chiddush here is that you're allowed to drink milk by itself, and you're allowed to eat the meat by itself. It's only when they get mixed up together that they become asa. That's one chiddush. No place else do you have this. Every other place, either it's asa at the beginning or it's muta. Here it starts out to become it's muta and it ends up to be asa later. V'yoy, the second chiddush Rashi says is shederech bishol nesu. It's only asa by cooking it. B'lo yachila. Hilkach legerminu churu minayu. As Rashi is a little bit like Yosef, it says here that the issa is also as cooking it up. And not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to cook Bosa B'cholov, even without eating it. So that's what you want to answer me. Why? That maybe Tam Kikar rollover is only with the Rabbanan. And the reason why I would say I did not learn enough from Bosa B'cholov is Bosa B'cholov is a Chiddushu. So Abai says if that's true, he Chiddushu, Bosa B'cholov is really called a Chiddush, then Afagab the Lekin Lois Saint Tam Nami. Then if so, like it's Kashan Amishnah. If Bosa B'cholov is a Chiddush, then it should be any time milk falls on top of meat, it should be also. Even if you can't taste it, like even if one drop of milk falls into 100 pieces of meat, it should also be also. And how come the Mishnah says, no, it's only also if you taste it? That's the most kasha. If it's a chiddush, then I forgot the lekinois in time, it should also be also. Rashi says, Yichidishu, Amai katoni must listen the boy time, you have to taste it, but learn the same time, not me also. Do chidushoi, chodesh berachmono. The filo koldo, even any little bit should make it also. Why the boss of a chol of who? It's mitzias, you have milk and meat together. El, what do you have to say, Rashi says, Shema Amina, no, that since our Mishnah says, if you cannot taste the milk in the meat, it's mutum, you have to say that it's not called the chiddush. Why the hokey covered Rachmona doing with the klai kerem? The misunam mishum klai terubis, that the fact that each one by itself is mutter, that's not such a big chiddush. We find this other place by klai kerem. Each one by itself is mutter, put the two together, it becomes also. So the pshat is the bosom b'cholov is not called the chiddush. And therefore it's good that we should be able to learn now from Basra B'Cholof all over that Tam Kikir is the Raisa. Skits, that's what Abai is telling us. Abai holds Tam Kikir is also in the Raisa, and I learned it out from Basra B'Cholof. Rav says no. Omale Rav answers back no. Rav says it could just, the Tosfos says, not that Rav really argues, but Rav is just pushing him off and saying from Basra B'Cholof you don't have a good proof. Omale Rav, no. It could be maybe Basra B'Cholof Taka is a Chiddushu. And therefore, can't learn out from Basra B'Cholof all over the Tam Kikir is also. Maybe can't learn out all over. But yes, the question of a Chiddushu, why is it only Yosef if you taste the milk, even if you don't taste the milk, it should be Yosef? The Torah says, maybe Derech Bishul Osra Torah. The Torah says, only Yosef Derech Bishul when you cook it. And that's called cooking. Like Rashi says, Omlach Ravo, Liyavim Emlach Lakatari Chiddushu. Or the Karmic, he asks the question, even though there's no Noisin Tam. The Torah says, no, Rashi says, the Torah only asked a derech bishul, so also habosel is bashul b'chol. Now they cook the meat in milk. Now v'yein lechol kagoyin zu shleitin tam. On normal cooking, whenever you cook milk and meat together, usually that milk gives off taste in the meat. And therefore, if you can't taste the milk in the meat, that's not called derech bishul. That's not called you cooking up milk and meat. When you cook up two things together, you can taste both of them. So Rav is just like telling Abai, you don't have a proof. But Tosfos speaks that Avad Lamaisa, Rav does agree that Tam Kik is the Raisa, and Avad like you could learn out. We learn it out. He's just saying it from Basra B'Cholof itself wouldn't be the biggest proof. Could be Basra B'Cholof, maybe it's called a Kiddush. Yeah. Nothing more says. Omar Rav. Rav says like this: that Kivon Shenosan Tam B'Chaticho in the Reisha, the Mishnah. When the teep or the drop of milk falls on one piece of meat, as soon as it gives taste into that one piece of meat, is chaticha atzmanasas nevela. That piece of meat becomes iser, comes like a nevela now. Now the whole piece of meat becomes osa. We don't only consider the drop of milk inside it to become osa, but the whole piece of meat is osa. And therefore, now chapsanas kumina to yoisteros kola chatichas kulon. Let's say this piece of meat now falls into other pieces of meat, it'll make them all also. Mevnei shehen mina, because they're called min b'minoi. If it's meat and meat, and we'll soon see Rav goes to Shittos and holds min b'minoi is not bottle. So this first piece of meat, don't think it's only also because of the milk inside it. And now when you cook it up with 10 other pieces of meat, since the milk now becomes bottle, so therefore everything is muta, but you should now know, once that first piece of meat became osa, it remains osa. It's like nasa nevela. Even the meat of it is osa. And therefore now it's called like a nevela. So if this piece of meat falls into other pieces of meat, so it depends. If you hold min b'mina is bottle, so within shishim it'll be bottle. But obviously if the Rav holds no, that min b'mina is not bottle, and therefore even though it falls into 100 or 1,000 pieces of meat, they'll all be osa. This Gemara says back, O male mazutra. Braid the Rav Mor Ravina. So Mazutra said back, this one, Braid the Rav Ravina. Braid the Rav Mor Ravina. Michti, let's see. Rav Kaman Omar Lishmaita. Who is Rav going according to? The Chura, it's Mashmak Rav Yehuda. It's going according to Rav Yehuda Shita. The Yom Rav Yehuda always says, Min Bamina Le Bottle. That if one piece of meat of Issa falls into 1,000 pieces of meat of Heta, even though there's no noise in Tam there, but still he yells, Min Bamina is not bottle. So, you want to say Rav goes like a Yehuda? If so, the Gemara is Lema. If so, Lema pligia the Rabba. It should come out then that Rav is arguing on Rabba. Rashi says, "What's the bikasha then?" That Lema pligia the Rabba, the Yomar Perigida Nosha. Ksav Rav Yehuda komin mina b'davracher sheim mina klema min di yisr shtavim mina. Almost soon, the Gemara says the Gemara says, even if you want to say also like a Yehuda, the Chur is arguing on Rabba. Mar said, let's see, Lema Pligia the Rabba. The Rava, shall the Gisses. Lema Pligia the Rava, on Rava. The Yama Rava, because Rava says like this, that Kisava Rebbe Yehuda, Rava says, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, that holds Min Bemino is awesome, he holds like this though, Kol Shu Min Uminoi, the Dover Achar, let's say it fell into something else that has Minoi, and Ein Minoi. Let's say here, this piece of meat that's also fell into other pieces of meat, and there's also gravy juice in the pot, there's also ein aminoi. So Rav hold even according to Yehuda, what you have to do is, silek es minoi. Take out all the other pieces of meat, kimi sheino, as if they're not there in the pot. V'sheino minoi rab olavim avatloi. Now if this first piece of meat that's also falls into this big soup pot, even though there are 10 pieces of meat there, but let's consider like those 10 pieces of meat are not there, take them out. What's left and only the soup? Now if this soup is 60 times the amount of this piece of meat, so the soup will be mevatel the meat. So that's what Rav holds. So since Rav says here that it's always also, so mashma Rav argues on Rav. Gemara says no, could be the no, Rav is not talking about that case. Gemara says no, could be Rav would agree to Rav. Omle says like this, Omle, either nofo beroit of rak or chinami, if this piece of meat fell into another pot that has meats and juice, soft juice, you're right, chinami, that Rav would also agree that the einamina, the juice there, would be mevato, the tam of this first piece of meat. But Hocha b'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskin, what are we talking about? The Rav says, all the piece of meat remain also, Hocha b'mayaskin on, the nofa b'raitiv over, that this one piece of meat that was, like, had came nas nevelo, fell onto a pot of other piece of meat, and even the gravy was very thick. It was thick gravy. Rashi says, b'raitiv over means dak dak shavosa. The gravy itself was made up out of small pieces of meat, the shum and fat ones, and fat, the kulim in basu, so this whole pot is called basu. Therefore, this first piece of meat, since it's nas nevela, so it's called a min basu, that's also, therefore it's not bottle, even though there are 1,000 pieces of meat there, 1,000 times more than this first piece of meat, still it's all also. Because Rav holds like a Yuda, that min b'min is not bottle. Now the more so like this. Umay kisava, what does Rav hold? E kisava, efshel soichte muta. It is a shayla, can you squeeze out the isser or not? Like here, this first piece of meat, it by itself was kosher meat. Just a drop of milk fell on top of it, and it gave taste, it wasn't 60 times in that piece against the milk. So it gave taste into that piece of meat. So you want to say that piece of meat becomes osa. What's going to be though if you cook up this piece of meat and the tam of the milk goes out of it? That's called efshelus, like you could squeeze it out, the mushroom. What's going to be efshelus soichtoi? If you squeeze out the tam of the milk out of this piece of meat, what's going to be? Does the piece of meat become mutter or not? That's a machlekes. Someone says, what does Rav hold? Or my kesavah, in this union of efshelus soichtoi. E kesavah, if Rav holds efshelus soichtoi mutter, then if you squeeze out the tam of the milk, so the meat becomes mutter again. If so, then, chaticha minasis nevela. Why do you say that this first piece of meat becomes nevela? It's like mamash called the min issa. And it would ask for all the other piece of meat because the min b'minoi, it's not nasis nevela. If it really becomes a nevela, it can't become mutter. Nevela can't become mutter anymore. Here, if you tell me when you squeeze out, when you get the tam of the milk out, it becomes mutter, so you can't say it was really nasis nevela. Then why is it also? Only calls them on you taste the milk. So if this piece of meat fell into 100 other pieces of meat that you don't taste the milk anymore, it should all be mutter. That can be Pshan Rav. Elo the Gemara says, Avad Rav has to hold, Ksover Efshela Sechta Yosef. Know that even though later you'll squeeze out and get the tam of the milk out of the meat, like in this case, you'll take that piece of meat now and throw it into a soup, and all the tam of the milk goes out of the meat, so what? Since at the beginning, the tam of the milk went into that meat, there was a tam of basa b'cholov, that's called nasas nevela. The piece of meat mamers turned over to become isa, that even the tam of the meat is also. If even the lady you cook it up and you get the tam of the milk out, so what? But the maisa, the meat is also, the meat remains also. That's what Rav has told, that's called nasas nevela. Says the yosa. Deep was learned like this, deep was learned. Rav, Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Yechanan. It's like a machlokes between Rav, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan. It's a machlokes. What do we hold about this halacha? Deep we learn like this. Here, Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yechanan. The Yam, they all say, Efshtos, Sechtos, Zos. And the Chanami, they say, Takas, that's called Nas Nevelo. And even though you squeeze out, get the time of the milk out later, still it remains also. But Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Ba Rabbi, for Eshlokas, the Yam, they say, no, Efshtos, Sechtos, Mutter. They say Eshto Sechta is Mutter. Samara says yes, and Echnami. So far we're coming out that Rav has told Eshto Sechta would be us that we have to hold. Rav has told Eshto Sechta is us. Now the most the question is this fact true? Vesova Rav, is it real true that Rav holds Efshlesoch to Yos, is this true? I've written, we learn like this. Kizayis Boso. Let's say you have a kizayis of meat. Kizayis Boso. Sheno falotech Yorish Acholov. You have a piece of meat, just the size of a kizayis, that fell into a big pot of milk. So what's the halacha? So Amar Rav, Rav says like this. Bosar osa. The piece of meat taker is also, since the tam of the meat, this tam milk in the meat, so Vada the Bosa becomes like Rashi says, Shenos nacholov tamboy. The milk gives taste into the meat, so Vada the meat itself becomes osa. That's pshita. So Amar Rav, Bosa is osa. But the whole of the rest of the milk in this pot, Ishno is muta. That's what he paskins. Why? The Chorukos, when the tam of the meat comes out into the milk, since there are 60 times more milk than meat, so the tam of the meat never goes into the milk. The tam of the meat is brought right away in the milk, therefore the milk remains muta. It's only the meat that receives the tam of the milk, the meat is also. Now, the question is, the sakot, I didn't tell me and think, that even though the tam of this meat, when it comes out, even though there's no more, even though you get the tam out, still remains also, meaning to say it's nas nevelo, the piece of meat itself becomes nevelo. If so, cholov amai muta. Why is the milk muta? Cholov nevelo. This is cholov of nevelo. Rashi says, hare cholov ma'at shenivlu. Let's see. First, what happened here, a small piece of meat fell into this big pot of milk. So this the little bit milk that went into the piece of meat, that milk became nas nevela. Heis harei cholov mu'at, the small amount of milk, shenivlu babosa, went into the piece of meat, nas nevela. That milk now also becomes nevela, becomes also. Sherei neser, u'kishachayitza v'niflat, when the milk comes out again, it goes back into the pot, it's like mimba minoi. Cholav osa v'cholav heter. For Rav isle mimba minoi bottle. Tell me Rav holds like a Yehuda. Mimba minoi is not bottle. So have a kasha. Why is the milk muta? All the milk should be osa. So that's the most kasha. What cholav amai muta? Cholav nevelu. The milk itself should also be nevelu. Every drop that comes out.